makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Any musician will tell you that when the strings of a violin are pulled too tightly, it becomes out of tune with the whole orchestra. Well, the same sort of thing happens when a man's nerves are pulled too tightly. When he's irritable and jittery, he becomes out of tune with the whole world. So if any one of you is nervous and overwrought, ladies and gentlemen, find out what's causing it. It may be coffee. For while many people can drink coffee without any ill effects, many others should never touch it. So if you suspect that coffee is fraying your nerves, try drinking Postum instead of coffee. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind that could possibly set your nerves on edge. And it's a perfectly grand drink. It has such a mellow, tantalizing aroma, such a distinctive, full-bodied flavor that once you've tasted it, you'll always drink it. See if you don't. It costs less than most mealtime drinks, too. Less than 1/2 cent a cup. And you can buy it in two convenient forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Start drinking Postum tomorrow and drink it regularly. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Friday, Lum sold his half interest in the Jot'em Down store to Squire Skimp. Even though Abner was much against having Squire as a partner, Lum felt it was the only way for him to raise the necessary money to employ the firm of attorneys to present his claim to part of a large estate in England left by one Samuel Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire and Abner over at the Jot'em Down store. Listen.
What's this piece of jelly doing down here under the counter, Abner?
Huh? Well, we couldn't sell it, and we needed the space up there in the shell, so we just set it down underneath there to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better get it out and make a special out of it. Have Jake get one of those empty barrels out of the feed room and set it up there in the middle of the floor and stack the jelly right on top of it there. Display it well. I'll paint a sign for it when I get back.
Well, Jake ain't back from dinner yet.
Well, now, that's another thing, Abner. That brother-in-law of yours is taking off too much time for his meals. Tell him I said from now on he'll have 30 minutes to run out and get a bite of lunch.
Well, you better tell him, Squire. He won't pay no attention to me.
Well, I'll speak to him when I get back. I hate to say it about your own relatives, Abner, but that brother-in-law of yours is undoubtedly the laziest man that's ever been my misfortune to meet.
Well, now, you ain't making me mad talking about Jake, Squire. I feel the same way about it myself.
Well, why do you put up with him, man? Why don't you let him go if he isn't satisfactory?
Well, we can't. We got a contract with him guaranteeing him 6 months' work.
A contract?
Yeah, didn't Lum tell you that when he sold you his interest in the store?
That's the first I've heard of it.
Well, ain't no getting out of it, I'll tell you that, for we've tried.
Well, what in the world did you want to sign a contract with anybody like that for?
Well, at the time we signed it, why, he had all the business from that bridge construction outfit and threatened to take it somewhere else if we never signed it right then and there. And as it was, why, we wound up by losing it anyway.
Well, it looks to me like that we might have to put up with him under those conditions. But that's just $15 a week just thrown away.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now, you go ahead and get the jelly out of there, and I'll go over to the barber shop and get shaved.
Yeah, all right.
And if you get that finished before I get back, why, you can find something else that needs to be done. Now, keep busy.
All right.
Well, come in, Long. Come in.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come right in, sir. What can we do for you?
Why, nothing. I just come over to loaf for a while.
Well, now, we don't allow any loafing around here anymore, Long. This is a place of business.
Well, I just wanted to talk to Admiral a little about the matrimonial business.
Yes, well, now, that's all right. Of course, he's got plenty to do, but go ahead. That's all right. By the way, how you fixed on flour today, Long?
Why, I got plenty of flour.
Well, now, we're running a little special here. Regular dollar and a quarter flour at $1.16 today.
Well, that's a good price, all right, but I don't need none.
21 pounds of sugar for a dollar, too, Long.
No, plenty of sugar, Squire.
Yes, look around the store here. You might find something. Show Long around the store, Abner. There's bound to be something he's needing. I know he's got the money.
All right, Squire.
And I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right. Blame it.
Granny, he works a feller over when you come in here, don't he?
Oh, yeah. Disgustingest thing I ever seen in my life.
Sound like you're out of breath, Abner.
Well, he's worked me to death around here. I've been running in a dead run ever since he come in here. I wish he'd get out and stay out. Just work, work. Tries to sell everything in the store to everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
Ain't satisfied to just sit back and let people tell us what they want. Have to pester the life out of them. I'm supposed to even walk up and meet folks as they come in the door and start selling them.
For goodness sake. Now, Granny, she's got the place looking nice, all right. Where'd you get all this new merchandise?
It ain't new. We ain't bought a thing.
Well, looks like you got twice as much stock in here as me and you had.
Well, it's just the way he's got a stacking stuff.
Well, where did these canned plums come from? Them's new.
Oh, no, they ain't neither. They've been sitting under that counter for 2 years. I'd forgot about them, too. That's part of that big shipment of canned fruit you let that drummer pan off on you a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, I recollect them things. Well, he's wasting his time setting them out here and running a special on them, I know.
Well, I don't know. We sold a case and a half of them Saturday.
Well, we never sold that much in the last 2 years.
No, I know. We never had but 3 cases of them to start with. And that's all there is left right there on the counter.
Well, I do know. 2 cans for 32 cents.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good price. Or wait a minute, though. We wasn't getting but 15 cents a can for them to start with. He's got a marked special there, and he's raised the price.
Yeah, I know. But they're selling.
Selling?
Yes, sir.
Oh, do goodness, some people would buy anything.
Well, now, them plums is good, Loma. I don't blame them for buying them. That's a genuine California blue damson plum packed in pure maple or sugar syrup. Hmm. The finest plum that money will buy. Eat them plain or cook them into a delicious cobbler or pie. And they're just 2 cans for 32 cents.
Well, I don't recollect them being that good. I might try a can of them in a few days.
Well, you better take a few cans now before they're all gone.
Yeah, set me down a couple of cans of them. I'll just... wait a minute. You ain't trying to sell me nothing, are you?
No. I just tell you about them.
Well, where did you learn all that about them plums? Never heard you go through all that rigmarole when me and you was in business here.
No. Well, Squire learned me all that about him. Told me what all to say. You think 2 cans will be enough now?
I don't want none of them.
Oh.
Granny, can't a feller just come in here and talk without being pestered to death about buying stuff?
Why, yeah, sure. I just got sort of used to bragging on stuff. That Squire makes you when he's in here. He wants you to brag on everything.
Well, I thought the way you was reciting that stuff, like you'd learn it by heart.
Yeah, well, he told me. He had me memorize it down here Saturday. It never take me long, though. He said I'm pretty good at it.
How you all getting along together, you two?
Oh, we ain't going to get along. I'll tell you that right now. Couldn't nobody get along with him. Ain't like it used to be down here, Lum. Ain't no fun to it no more.
Ain't no.
All he thinks about is just work, work, work. Stayed down here till 11 o'clock Saturday night straightening up this stock.
For the land's sake.
Why, he don't allow no setting down at all. If he ain't waiting on customers, he wants you to be cleaning up the store. I went in a dead run ever since he took over here Saturday morning. I just wish you never had a soldier interest to him, Lum. He's just gonna keep on till We get to doing so much business, a feller just ain't gonna have time to do nothing but wait on customers. We taking in $96 down here Saturday.
Certainly. Well, that's a bigger Saturday than we ever had.
Well, now, he can sell on a field stand still and listen to him.
How's Jake getting along?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. He sure hates old Squire.
Yeah, more like the Squire's working him too hard.
Yeah, well, he's trying to, but ain't nobody gonna work Jake too hard. Squire never knowed we had a contract with him till just a while ago, I told him.
Yeah, I never said nothing about it when I sold out to him. Feared he'd back out.
Well, I wished he had a backed out. He's just come in here and taking things over like he owned a whole shebang by himself.
Well, now, don't you let Squire run over you, Abner. You've got just as much say-so about this store as he has. He's just got a half interest in it.
I know it, but you know how he likes to run things.
Well, I hate to sell out, but I just had to raise the money to send to them lawyers.
Yeah, sure. Have you done sent it?
Oh, yeah. I mailed them a money order Friday for $500.
Well.
Told them to get right to work on it.
Well, good.
Wouldn't surprise me none if I don't get a part of the estate now in a few days anytime.
Well, are you still aiming to go to England to see about it?
Well, I am if they need me to prove I'm related to that Samuel Edwards that left all the money.
Yeah. Well, I just hope it turns out the way you want it to, Lum, but I've just got a sneaking notion of my own now. Come in, Cedric. What can I do for you?
Oh, we've got that sign out front here, Mr. Abner. Just wondered whereabouts you wanted us to hang it.
What sign?
The new sign Mr. Squire had painted for the front of the store.
Well, I never know nothing about it. Whereabouts is it at, Cedric?
I'm sitting right out here in the gallery. Macmillan boys hired me to haul it over here. They painted it for him.
Well, this is the first I've heard about it. The sign we got out there looked all right to me. Just had it painted here a month or two ago.
Well, reckon it would have been all right if you hadn't changed the name of the store.
Changed the name?
Yes, Mom.
Well, we ain't changed the name.
According to that sign you have, for it says Skimp's Cash Store.
Skimp's Cash Store?
Yes, Mom. Skimp's Cash Store. General merchandise. Trade here and save the difference.
Well, it looks like Abner is to have a very small part in this new partnership. A wise mother often serves an extra large roast one day so you can have tempting cold cuts later on. But why stop at foods? As one woman says,
why not do the same thing with mealtime drinks now that the weather's getting warmer? I give my family steaming, fragrant postum for breakfast. And I always make enough so there's plenty left for iced postum later in the day.
And that's an excellent idea. Postum served hot in the morning is just the kind of rich, full-bodied drink to send grown-ups and children whistling on their way to work or school. And when they come home, warm and thirsty, how they'll love it if you give them a tall, cool, frosty-covered glass of iced postum. Remember, Postum is one drink that you can make plenty of early in the day and let stand in the refrigerator without it becoming strong or bitter. It keeps all its mellow, satisfying flavor. Postum does not contain caffeine or any other stimulant, and for that reason can't possibly cause sleeplessness, nervousness, or indigestion. So let your family enjoy all the Postum they want. Hot or iced, it's as delicious a drink as they've ever had. Lum and Abner will be heard at this same time on Wednesday evening. See you then. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.